Hi, welcome to one of our Who Are We discussions. Today we hear more from one of our new expert partners, 3 and 6. Joining us for this discussion are Ben and Tris, the co-founders of 3 and 6. Through our conversation, you will hear more about the company, when they were founded, typical client profile, and geographical focus. After which, we dig deeper into the backstory, how the company came about, risks taken to get started, and what the future holds. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. Hi guys, thanks for, well, first of all, thank you for 3 and 6 becoming an expert partner. Really appreciate it. Great to have you on board. Had a couple of conversations with you guys already. I think it's going to be a fun working relationship. Be interested to see what content we can be doing with you guys. And we know that recently we've just been pushing out around your white paper, and we'll make sure that there's a link down in the description so that people can access that as well. But the purpose of getting you guys here is to do one of the Who Are We interviews, which is just a chance for people to get to know what 3 and 6 is all about, who you guys are. So let's start off. First and foremost, if I could just get you guys to introduce yourself, and then we'll do a few rapid fire company questions and then dig into it. So whoever wants to go first, you crack on.
Well, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm Ben Hanley. I'm the better looking half of 3 and 6. I've been in the digital industry since, before I can remember, I broke my first computer when I think I was 6. I've been interested in technology ever since. Gravitated into hospitality around 2014, 2015, simply because of where we lived in the world. Very interested, especially where we're going now with technology, generative AI and LLMs, and how it's going to impact hospitality.
Very good.
Very professional.
I know. Very professional. Thank you.
So I'm Tristan Hayward. I'm the other half of 3 and 6. I'm probably the more working half. Is that, if you're the better looking, I must be the better working one? No. I'm pretty much similar to Ben, been involved in technology on and off throughout most of my career. Got involved in the hospitality world exactly the same time as Ben. We kind of come as a package duo. Getting involved with a company over in the US, in New York, which is coincidentally enough where a lot of our current clients are also based as well. My background is more recently, same as Ben, digital marketing, meta search, websites, SEO, all of that. I want to say fun stuff, but people who are listening probably not going to think it's fun at all.
Some of us. Yeah.
Some people will, I'm sure.
that one person at the back there, hi, this is you. There you go.
Brilliant. Well, I think we can see how this conversation is going to go. Let's do some quick fire questions around the company. So 3 and 6, when was it founded?
4.5 years ago. I checked that out.
2018. Perfectly. And where are you guys located?
I guess the company is domiciled in the UK, but 99% of our clients are US based, 95% of our staff are US based.
Okay.
So we're truly quite global.
Fully remote. Well,
so, yeah. Completely remote.
Fully remote, apart from this glass office that me and Ben share.
like two goldfish. So how big are you guys as a company? What's the kind of size of company?
I think if we take into account everyone around the world, probably 15, 16 people, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
At the moment, so that's a good mix of full-time employees, contractors that we dip in and out with the expertise as and when we need.
You said the vast majority of your staff and the vast majority of your clients are over in the US, yeah? So, but I mean, picking up on your last point that people can work anywhere, I guess you would work with any client wherever they may be. That just happens to be how it's grown. So what's your client profile then? I mean, how's that evolved?
Great question. So we are largely, our specialisms are in independent hotels.
Mm-hmm.
That could be from a
hospitality management groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be from a 10 room, like mom and pop B&B to like a 1,000 key monstrosity in the middle of Manhattan. And everything in between. And it just seems to be where we've become really good at getting results, and we've been able to differentiate ourselves from the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just seemed to where people see those kind of groups and those kind of hotels seem to gravitate towards us because of the way we are, the services we provide, and how I think we approach things differently.
Mm-hmm. And so, although you've got a lot of US based, are you looking to try and bring up the similar sort of clients in UK, Europe, or is it, what's your kind of plan geographically to look at expanding your client profile?
World domination, basically. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100% world domination.
Good. So aside from world domination then, which obviously is an aim, but I mean, is there a more strategic focus?
Yeah, I think at the moment we've been expanding within the networks that we've already created over the last 8 or 9 years. Mm-hmm. We managed to build up a reputation in the US. I don't know whether it's good or bad, but we have built up a reputation over in the US. And more recently, with some of the software products that we've been putting together, we've been pushing into Europe. Obviously, starting in the UK, that makes more sense because this is where we're based. But we do have a multilingual team, so moving into probably Germany and Spain will be the next ones after that.
Very good. So, in your intros, you explained a bit about kind of your interest in technology. You've been involved in metasearch, digital space. What actually does 3&6 do? What is your service offering?
Sheesh, it's probably easy to say what don't we do? Yeah, I've never built a hotel physically with my hands yet. Never say never. I think it's a good mix of traditional and then very cutting edge services. Mm-hmm. For example, our catalog is paid search management, so performance marketing, program channels, meta search, the organic stuff, search engine optimization and organic social media, website design development, content, branding strategy. We're starting a lot of those services and they've been taken up this year. But it's also the non-traditional stuff that comes with that as well. For example, yourself and your readers and listeners will know there's been an explosion in generative AI over the last few months. It's very vogue. Everyone's very excited. Everyone's putting out thought pieces to sound really clever on blogs, like, oh, I think it's going to take X, Y, Z jobs. But very few people have actually developed something or have started to use that in a way that's going to have an actual real world impact. Whereas we've developed a couple of tools that are doing that now, that are making the change, like saving people genuine time. Mm-hmm. So I think what you get with us is, and I hate the word traditional, but I mean the more familiar agency services and approach, but you also get these crazy emails at 3 o'clock in the morning going, hey, I've got a great idea. How about we do this to your hotel or to your marketing programs? And sometimes the majority of the time it works. Sometimes we have to shelve an idea quickly because we realize, the world's just not ready for that yet.
Yeah, that's happened.
But those kind of things, in our previous work we've done with companies, we've got Google case studies. They've written case studies on some of the technologies that we put out. We don't have boards of directors and shareholders that I have to get approval for. Mm-hmm. I literally just text Tris in the morning, like, what do you think about, we should definitely do that 100%. Let's find a hotel brave enough to try this and we'll just see if this works. And again, the majority of the time it does because people aren't thinking like this. People are still stuck in the, we'll spend some money on Google Ads, we'll dip our toe in metasearch. There's a one-page report. We'll talk about what happened 8 weeks ago. And then, there's your invoice. Hope to see you again in 6 weeks time. And we're trying really hard to break that mold. And I think we're doing a good job.
And interesting when you talk about all the articles about the AI and ChatGPT, which are probably written on ChatGPT and then pushed out as someone writing a blog. But you guys, as you say, you're using it and developing solutions, as you've mentioned there, that are actually providing valuable impact now. Can you talk to some of those things in broad terms, because we want to come back to you at another point and go into more detail, but just broad headlines, what's the stuff you're doing?
Yeah, I can give you two tools that we've put together in the last few weeks. So we started work on these, I want to say the end of January, and we've been fine-tuning and modeling these, and they're two tools which are just fantastic in the simplicity. So the first tool we have is something called Rates Writer. So what you find sometimes in revenue management is that the revenue managers are fantastic with numbers and demand and graphs and data, and they can pull out the intricacies of market and they can use that to inform pricing. But when it comes to writing a description for a booking engine or a landing page, it's not something they traditionally excel at.
Yeah.
So what we took was that problem, created a solution using GPT-4, gave it a lot of guide rails, a load of data, and now there's a free tool we've released to every, it doesn't matter if you're a customer with us or not. You basically put in a bit of information about your hotel, what the rate involves, is it free check-in, you know, early check-in, sorry, early check-out, free drink, upgrade, and it gives you verbiage and copy for you to use in booking engines, landing pages, website copy that is related to, you don't even have to think. You can edit it by style, you can edit it by word length, character counts, so it can fit into character limits and booking engines. And it's free. Everyone can just go use that. It saves everyone so much time.
That's pretty
and
smart.
It's the difference. It's the difference between talking about AI, or isn't it going to be amazing sometime yeah. in the future when robots rule the world, to actually saying, well, I can save you, you know, I can save you half an hour every time you have to do this.
Yeah.
We were aiming to solve not writer's block, but rater's block, where you just sit there and you can't think how to. There's only so many ways you can say, save 10% and get an early checkout.
Yeah.
And this sort of helps you, even if it's just a framework for that. Probably within the next 2 or 3 weeks, he's going to expand on that and give you suggestions for rate plan titles. Okay. I am sick to death of seeing spring into summer savings and fall into winter savings.
Uh-huh.
That is my absolute bugbear. So
but they're so good, aren't they? I mean, come on.
Oh, no. The first time you see, you think, what a great pun. The 15th time you see it, and you think, that is a revenue manager who does not have time to think of
a they've just copied the one they did last year.
Exactly. And what this does is,
well,
it helps
to say the best bit of it as well is that's the title, and then the description beneath is the exact same copy as the title.
Yeah.
So just it's the same thing twice.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that we think these kind of generative tools, then it's not meant to spoon feed revenue managers. It's not meant to do the job for them. But if they want to use this as a framework on a basis on which to build on, that's the best thing. That's the first thing. That's one of the first generative tools. The second tool we built it's on the back of some great research at Tristed, I think in 2019. And the research, which is brilliant, I don't think has been repeated since, it basically overlaid TripAdvisor reviews, your TripAdvisor review scores, with your revenue generated that day.
Mm-hmm.
And when the front page of your TripAdvisor reviews, obviously because you have to scroll through pages to see the rest of them, when the front page of your TripAdvisor reviews was high, your revenue went up. When it was down, your revenue went down. And it was literally, you could overlay the two graphs, and it was really spooky. But what we found was when a negative review was replied to, it mitigated the impact it had on the decrease in revenue.
Interesting.
We thought it was really important.
Yep.
So we started banging the drum and yelling and making a lot of noise about, hey, you should all respond to reviews. But it turns out review responder isn't a title within a hotel. Mm. So it seems to fall to just to
whoever drew the short straw that week.
Yeah, either the GM of a really overstretched property or the intern who's like, thank you for coming.
Yeah.
So we developed a platform called Henry.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell, what Henry does at the moment is it will take all of your TripAdvisor reviews. It will, within guide frames that you define, it will respond to those TripAdvisor reviews for you, picking out the pertinent positive and negative points. It will write a response for you that you can then click, copy, paste directly into TripAdvisor. The trials we've had at the moment, it's incredible. The feedback we've got has been incredible. It saves hours. People have said to us, look, I get in the morning, I put my coffee on, and I sit there and I just write review response, thank you for this. Sorry the temperature was too low. Thank you. We look forward to seeing you again. And it's monotonous.
Yeah.
And what they said was, coming in and when they've started to use Henry, it's over in 5 minutes because they can just review it, copy it, paste it, review, copy, paste.
There's a lot of people saying about AI and, you know, copyright, saying, oh, you know, it's going to impact jobs and things like that. We're trying to develop tools that will help people who won't ever use a copywriter to write that.
Yeah,
you're not
yeah,
going
yeah.
to employ a copywriter to write a review about your hotel. You're not going to employ a copywriter to write the rate plan for your website or for other marketing material. And there's more and more tools that we're working on. There's you know, some using AI, some not using AI. Things that over the next 6 and 12 months we're going to be releasing that are either going to be a mixture of completely free tools or integrated tools with the platform that we're putting together.
Let's go back a little bit. You know, what kind of prompted the, okay, guys, let's sit down and form 3 and 6?
Ben and I were working together in a different organization. We're in a government-led job.
Mm-hmm.
We felt was stifling our creativity.
Stifling our creativity. Yes, that's a nice word.
I think it's probably clear to see we're not cut out for government work. Mm-hmm. We're very good at it.
We were really good at it.
Award-winning, in fact. But we decided that what we were going to do was try and branch out and do something different. And I remember Ben walking into the office where I worked and said, Tris, I'm going to build websites.
Okay. First of all, that's not how I talk.
Do you want to do it as well?
I don't think I whispered it to you, but
I kind of did. Yeah. So next thing we knew, we were back up brushing up on HTML and CSS and a few other things as well, building websites. And then we quickly realized, as Google Ads were coming out, and that was kind of taking off, we realized that it's probably a little bit more aligned with our personality, with our skill set, where we wanted to go. And before we knew it, things absolutely exploded. And then somewhere around 2014, 2015, we met with a US-based booking engine. And they made us an offer that we couldn't refuse to help them build a digital marketing department. And thus we got into the hotel world,
mm-hmm.
Which we were kind of looking to specialize. We just mm-hmm. didn't know what in. So we accidentally stumbled on the hotel world, and we've not looked back since. It's been absolutely superb.
Mm.
It genuinely, I think, even with all the difficulties that's happened in COVID, for hotels all around the world and associated companies that attach to those hotels, we've got skills that we could have gone and looked elsewhere. We could have gone out, we could have left the industry, but we didn't. We decided, no, 3 and 6 needs to exist. We need to double down in the hotel world.
Absolutely. So we ended up working from 2015 to 2020 with this particular company. I had a fantastic time with them, learned an awful lot. I made some really, really good friends. And everything was going pretty well until around about March 2020.
Did something happen?
I don't know if you recall.
Yeah, there was an event or was there something?
Yeah, it was ITB Berlin, wasn't it?
It was a bump in the road, and at the time the company faced some challenging decisions, and the entire team in the digital marketing division, the entire team bar one person was let go, and spoiler, we weren't the one person that was kept behind. So we faced quite a tough decision actually at the time. So we had a call with all of our team, and we basically told them not to worry.
Mm-hmm.
And we started, we brought them all onto the company. We brought them all on. We invested personal money heavily into the company and said, we believe in our skill sets. We believe in your skill sets. We believe in the differentiation of the product we bring to market. And we took everyone on. And the agency has just grown and grown and grown and grown since.
That's what I wanted to touch on. What is it? I mean, as you said, you've got the traditional side of your business that everyone can relate to, and probably lots of hotels, mm-hmm. management companies are using those digital marketing traditional services. Plus then you've got these new areas that you're also developing. But I think it will come across to anybody watching or listening to that. There's some strong personalities and characters. But what is it, do you think, that draws hoteliers to you guys? What is it that made them turn around and say, okay, fine, you're not with X, you're doing your own thing, we want to stick with you, we want to be part of you, we want to be on the journey, we back you as well?
That's a good question. Let me answer the first point, and I know you'll have two on this. The first point is the way we structure the team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the way we built the team at the previous agency, and it's the way we built it at 3 and 6. So traditionally, a digital marketing agency, you'll have a client, then you have an account manager, and then you have the person who actually does the button pushing and the lever pulling,
mm-hmm.
with all of these other clients as well.
Yeah.
And these two people have usually different skill sets. You have an account manager who's personable and knows how to report and speak to a client. Then this account manager knows how to speak to the doer, and the doer knows how to do, but doesn't always know how to translate that into layman's term, or yeah. doesn't get the opportunity to
either. Yeah, often doesn't get it. Yeah.
That's right. We don't have account managers, and that's the big difference between us and the majority of our competition. The people we have hired, we're lucky to work with, we genuinely are, they are the account practitioners. Mm-hmm. On the calls, on the monthly calls, you are speaking to the person doing the work. So they can speak to why changes have been made. You don't have this game of telephone, it's called in the US, mm-hmm. where somebody asks somebody a question, they go off and find the answer. And by the right. time they come back, the answer's changed the day. We are responding on the monthly calls to the people, to the clients with the questions they have. And that we've genuinely won contract after contract from much bigger and much more established agencies because they know they're getting to speak to the people who are doing the work. That's one key differentiator.
Interesting.
I think another big part to it is that comes down to our company mantra, which is digital without dishonesty. Mm-hmm. So I'll try not to get my soapbox out now, but it's very, I can see it.
You're sitting on it, so it's ready.
I am sitting on it. Shut up. No, one of the problems that we found coming from a non-hospitality world way back when and coming into the hotel industry is that we realized that the way that it operated was fundamentally different. And it seemed to be shaped by a lot of the bigger agencies that were around, and many of them are not here anymore. They've been merged or amalgamated and various other things. But what we found is that because they were taking budget as well as management fee, their own fees for it, it meant that they were able to control and get a little bit fluid with what was really budget and what was really management fee. I'm not casting any aspersions. No.
That's the word.
I'm throwing stones here, aren't I? But yeah, but you know, we've seen direct evidence of it. You know, in our line of work, just looking at a report, let alone some of the other things that we've seen, you can tell that something's not right. You know, when you're charging $2 a click for a display, for a banner image, when it really should be like 20 cents.
Yeah.
You know, there's things that are going on there. So you can see that in reports. And there's a lot of opacity within the industry. And quite frankly, it's given us a bad name. It really is. It's given the industry as a whole, hospitality, digital marketers, it's given us a bad name. And we've been trying to change that. And it's very simple things like, we will give you access to your data. So if I'm speaking to you on a monthly call, I'm sharing the screen with your live data, not with a report or an Excel sheet or whatever it's going to be. That's numbers that I can create. None of that. We've got those reports, obviously, but we'll go in and we'll start looking at the account. We'll look at Google Analytics. We'll look at AdWords. We'll look at Facebook. We'll look at MetaSearch, and we'll bring it up. You can then go away as a client. You've actually got access to all of this. If you haven't got the time or the understanding to go in and look at that, we'll teach you. We'll show you. I mean, obviously, we can't create the time, but we'll jump on a call and say, right, what is it you want to look for? This is how you find it. Yeah? And that it just develops trust. It just fosters a relationship. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we have with all of our clients is that trust. That, and we also, when we come and speak to them, we're not just talking about digital marketing. We're talking about other things. We're talking about ideas, talking about trends, trying new things. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as the opportunity for TikTok was out, well, who do we know who's going to be, right for it and ambitious enough to try it? Yeah. Okay, it's going to get in touch with three people.
I also think reporting. Mm-hmm. I don't want to turn into a sales pitch by accident. But reporting is something I don't really understand why people, why clients, groups, and hotels are okay with how some of it's done. Mm-hmm. One of the what I really try and impress upon the team is you are not just a PDF mannequin. You're not just a little marionette who can just read off a report. So here's what we do. For January's performance, we aim to have a meeting the first week of February. If you don't have a meeting the first week of February, it gets pushed to the middle towards the end. And what you find yourself doing is talking about things that happened 7 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's pointless. The ship has sailed.
It's already moved,
Yeah, the January lull is over in some of the metropolises, and we're starting to look towards what we're going to plan is for spring. And I also impress upon the team, it should be 80-20. We spend 20% of the time talking about what's happened. We can't change that. We can learn lessons, but we can't change that. You take the knowledge and you apply it to what we're doing. The 80% of the course should be, what are we going to do? How can we react to these month-over-month, year-over-year trends? You're not paid to recite PDFs. I could get my son to come and recite a PDF for a client. I can pay him in Haribo.
You'll develop an AI app that will pull off a report anyhow, won't you?
Yeah, so it's like press a button. Actually, that's not
we could do that right now.
And that's one of the things I think that continues to differentiate us is how we present the data. Honestly, bluntly,
yeah,
transparently, is even in the contracts we sign with our clients, we literally write, this is your data, this is your account. If you don't want to work with 3 and 6 anymore, that's fine. We'll be your biggest cheerleaders from the sideline. We will give you your Google Ads account. We'll give you your analytics account. It is your data. And you ask any hotel that's gone through this, a separation from agency and having to start again from zero.
It's a nightmare.
It's awful because the data is gold. It's pure gold in terms of value.
Oh, that offboarding process for me, because obviously we take over from accounts that were already in existence quite regularly. We're fortunate. We've been very blessed that we're a growing agency. So we're taking over that, and we can see that offboarding process and our onboarding process, and it's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. So we've said whenever that comes, you know, whenever the situation comes that people need to offboard from us, you know, like the property's been sold or it changes hospitality management group hands, which happens, then we'll say we make sure that that process is a positive experience. You know, it's got to be the best experience for the people involved. You know, some of the people involved didn't make that decision.
Yeah, exactly.
They weren't involved. They're just victims. And so are we. I mean, yes, obviously, you know, we're sad to see a potential client leave, but you never know what happens around the corner. And the amount of times that we've actually had clients that have leave and then come back again because they said, have you managed to get those results? Because we've gone back to our incumbent agency, they're not getting the same results.
Yeah.
We're having a problem with the property. Can you come back and help? Sure, no problem.
I can't believe we've been talking for nearly half an hour. Time has flown by. But
if Benny talks so much.
Well, I do. I didn't want to say that, but I'm sure it's indicative of why your clients value you, enjoy working with you, and we look forward to spending the next year working with you, developing content with you, helping to promote what you guys are doing, and I get a sense it's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you for joining us today. It's really appreciated.
No worries, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
I've enjoyed it, thank you.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Ben and Tris for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.